The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Welcome back to the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Brian Barrett, John Dinkins here talking to the coaches, and Oakland coach Thomas McDaniel getting a little grief for his Memphis Tigers sweatshirt this morning.
Go Tigers.
Is it just first thing out of the closet, or?
No, I'm from Memphis, and I just got a Christmas gift, and it was a cool morning, so I threw the sweatshirt on.
Well, how about that?
Yep.
Well, Christmas gift last night. Big win over Lincoln County, 41-10. Nothing like being able to go back to work on a Monday after a disappointing loss and come back and a lot of hard work and end that with a 41-10 win, Lincoln County. I know you were disappointed last week. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the good thing about football. You get to come back.
Nothing like getting up this morning, getting up here, and coffee tastes different today.
I bet it does, doesn't
it? Food's a little better. Not eating as much oatmeal. But the win was important for us. The way we went out and executed and played obviously was big for our confidence. And, you know, we just had two heartbreaking losses and a lot of things that, you know, went wrong in both games. But like I've been saying, the positive thing from them the last 2 weeks was that our kids never quit. And we just needed to get off to a better start. We did a much better job last night of starting fast. And the end result was a pretty dominant first half. And that's, you know, again, with a young team, you don't know what to expect when you go in that type of environment, because it was close friends and family, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do.
And so sometimes you play to the level of the competition, and for us to go out and play the way we should have played, I'm very proud of our effort, and it showed something about our football team.
Well, after 2 weeks in a row, I mean, you're dealing with young men here, and in your case, some younger men, and you can go one of two ways.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a 12-year-old, and I know that sometimes for every positive step, there are two backwards, and then we want to go for a third backwards sometimes, you know. And to see your kids respond like they did has to make you feel good. You know that they're listening and paying attention, and they know what needs to be done.
Yeah, there's no question that our seniors and the rest of our football team continues to want to improve. And, you know, the only thing that we can control right now is getting better every day at practice and having the right mentality, and they've continued to do that. So, I mean, Monday, we went into practice Monday after that defeat against Blackman, and it wasn't like an attitude of, well, let's just get through this, or, hey, everybody's happy, we don't care about getting beat. It was very much a business-like mentality, and we were very focused and had a great Monday, considering the circumstances of the previous Friday, for us to go out and practice the way we did, I got a good feeling about our group of kids. I've been saying that. I know we've not had everything go the way we wanted it to, but I'm not trying to say that I'm some kind of, mind reader or can tell into the future, but I knew we were going to have some bad moments just because of some of the inexperience, and for us to continue to work the way we've had and have the positive attitude and the outlook of, okay, hey, well, the only thing we can control is Oakland. We got to work on getting better. And we did that this week at practice, and it paid off in a positive way, because, you know, you need those experiences where you go out and you dominate a football game. And last night we were fortunate to go out and dominate.
Coach, we got the scores last night, and as we were getting the scores and seeing you kind of scoring early and often, that's kind of was refreshing, you know, to hear that. And I know you have to be pleased about that as well, because you've had to play from behind a lot this year. So it's kind of a different a little role reversal.
Yeah. I mean, we I think we got a 3-and-out on the first series. And
362 yards rushing last night, 416 overall. That's what the paper had you for. 362 means that somebody is opening up some holes.
416, that's only 200 shy of what Riverdale had last night. good grief.
That was crazy, wasn't it?
Huh? 1,100 yards offense, huh? No, we ran the ball very effectively. I thought up front we dominated the line of scrimmage, and you know, our offensive line has continued to get better every week, and a lot of people carried the football last night for us, which was a very positive thing. One of the biggest positives was right there at the beginning of the third quarter. We put Fred Wade, our sophomore, that has played sparingly in certain situations, and he's kind of been a third quarterback for us, I guess, as far as he comes in after halftime. And the first play, he runs a tall sweep for 70, and then the second play, he sticks it in from about 5 yards out. So he goes two plays, 80 yards, and we get a touchdown to make it 35. So the depth that we've got there is starting to improve. We've still got some inconsistency at fullback. I mean, our main fullback, Trayvon Willis, is running the ball very well and doing some great things, but he's very inconsistent and doing a below-average job at times of blocking. And if it doesn't get better, we're not going to be able to go where we need to go as a team. And so he's got to improve there. But our offensive line, our tight ends are continuing to get better. Our quarterback's getting better. And again, it's just been a progression. It's a process for us right now. It'll be interesting this week because, you know, it is obviously, you know, it's a big rivalry game for us this week. But ultimately, we've got to focus on getting better at Oakland. And that's the thing I like about our football team is they want to improve. And they don't care how we get it done. They just want to get it done. So that's a great feeling as a coach.
Coach, you joke about yards just a second ago about Riverdale. But you had the 362. Blackman had 417. This district, and I've talked to Philip about
this.
We had
416, though, as a total, right?
416 total overall. Yeah, okay. 362 rushing.
Okay.
They had 417 rushing, Blackman. And
okay.
But I'm just looking at overall, 400 yards rushing. No wonder nobody wants to play this district.
Mathers had 417 rushing?
No, he had 336.
Okay, all right. So they slowed him down. All right. Yeah. I bet they looked at our game plan. They mimicked.
You think that's what it was? I just think that
it's a tough district, man. There's a lot of offensive weapons. I mean, you look at Riverdale and the quarterback. They got two backs and the fullback that are all great players. Obviously Mathers, and then you got the little Harding kid at Siegel that's really come on. And you know, I know Smyrna's got several weapons. It's pretty loaded down. The defensive teams in this league, you know, got to come with their best effort. And for whatever reason, I can speak for us, but I kind of speak for everybody. It seems like that offensively, everybody's a little more explosive this year, and defensively, there's a little bit of a drop-off.
Well, what I had talked to Philip about, and some of this may have even been off the air, I can't recall now, but, you know, this – playing week in and week out and the teams that you have to play in non-district, it's like Alabama playing Tennessee every week, and there is no UT Montana game for teams in our district. You've got to be ready every week, and that's hard to grow up a team or have a young team or rebuild in this district because there's just not a lot of place to rebuild.
There's not a lot of breathing room in the district, that's for sure. You know, it's just part of playing in this district, and I think everybody understands that. And I know all the coaches have said before, but I think that's what makes the district so great is that it is competitive. You always get to play in great atmospheres. You know, I know Friday night for us will be an awesome atmosphere. And makes it fun as a coach. And I'm going to tell you, it's all about the players ultimately, but I have told our players several times, and specifically last week before Blackman, I don't think our players realize how lucky they are to get to play in these types of district games. When you get to go out and play against Blackman or Siegel or Smyrna or Riverdale and the environments you get to play in, a lot of kids go through their high school career and get to play in those type of environments once or twice. In this district, you get it three or four times a year.
And then in the playoffs, you get in the playoffs,
exactly.
You get to do it right, you know, all over again.
I think it's. I mean, everybody probably takes it for granted.
Yeah.
You know, and then you get to go play like we did last night. You get to see about 800 people out there, and you're like, man, you know, it's just not the same.
You know, I think about the Cookvilles or the Warren Counties or whatever, and following those teams, and from a broadcasting standpoint, how, you know, you have good years, and then, you know, there may be a few lean years, but it's just not the same. You know, Cookville versus Warren County just doesn't give you that tingly feeling like Oakland Seagull.
No, it does not. No. Warren County got beat by Moore County. I don't guess it's my alma mater, but
yeah,
one of my
former teams.
Yeah. So the Raiders put it on, and that's not good for Coach Snow, because Coach Snow's from Warren County, and they're near and dear to his heart still, and that didn't sit well with him last night.
You know, the Pioneers have had some lean years. They've had some really great football teams, but
they
of late
they've had in the past.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's in the past.
Yeah.
Coach. One thing that I did notice, 80 yards and penalties last night, getting back to the game.
A couple holding penalties that I felt like were questionable. You know, you're going to have some of those, especially when we really stress blocking to the whistle. And, you know, I'm not trying to be egotistical, but we had a couple blocks where we were just walking people down the field, and sometimes it looks almost blatantly obvious that they're holding, and they're really not. So we had a couple holding penalties I felt like were not good calls. We got a long, I think a 75-yard touchdown run called back, actually. And then, you know, there was a couple legal procedures, some things that we need to clean up. But, you know, a couple of them I didn't feel like were really on us, so I'm not.
Do you feel better about that? I know that it's been one of those things.
You don't want to have 80 yards and penalties any night.
Right.
Obviously, like to have none, but it's just part of it sometimes.
Who did you say you were playing next week? Seagull, isn't it?
Seagull.
Yeah,
that's right.
Seagull. That's when you like to get that gate on that one, right?
Yeah, we're going to get the gate on that one, and hopefully a lot of people will come out and support us, and should be a great atmosphere, I'm sure. I think we're the only game in town, actually. In town.
Oh, in Murfreesboro.
Yeah,
I guess so, because Riverdale's at Laverne and Blackman at Smyrna.
We've already figured it out.
A few extra hamburgers this week.
Yeah, so come on out there. We'd love to have you.
Obviously, you come into this game, Siegel, much improved football team. You've already mentioned Harding and everything that they've got going on. You've got some great things happening as well. So it ought to be a great, great atmosphere in this football game.
Oh, it should be. You know, I'm you know, a competitive person just like everybody else, but I'm happy for Greg that you know, he's been able to get Siegel going. I mean, if you just want to be flat honest about it, you know, obviously I don't want Siegel to do well, but Greg is a friend of mine, and I'm happy for him because he's put a lot of years into this business and this profession, and last year was a frustrating year for him, and he's done a great job. They've done a great job as a staff this year of putting their kids in position on both sides of the ball, and they're playing very well. They're playing with a lot of confidence. And, you know, I've heard him mention it, that there's probably a little bit of a bad taste. Last year when they came over to our place, they didn't perform very well. And they had a good football team last year, but they just didn't – they weren't ready for our game for whatever reason. And, you know, it's going to be a great environment. It's a great rivalry. I know that when we kick the ball off that their kids are going to bring their best effort to the table, and I know our kids will be ready to play. And it's just, again, another opportunity to play in a once-in-a-lifetime type of atmosphere. And it's a very important game for both teams, obviously.
We call this the Coach's Corner, and we do have the coaches on talking about the teams. But, you know, you get a group of coaches here – It's not like that rivalry. I mean, you have really good friendships and relationships with these guys. I mean, you were there at Riverdale when Greg was there as a young coach yourself. So, I mean, you develop these friendships, and you want to see them succeed, just not when you play them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I would obviously rather Greg be somewhere other than Murfreesboro, but as far as
you can root for him,
again, you know, I worked with Greg for 5 years. He's a good friend of mine, and I'm happy for him that you know, I'm not happy for Siegel, but I am happy for Greg because he's worked a long time in this profession, and he deserved to get that opportunity, and to see them have this type of success is good for him, and I just hope that that success will continue for him other than Friday night.
Well, I just want people to realize here, and I've harped on it a couple of weeks, or I guess for a longer than that, but don't be spoiled. Don't just say, well, I'll go next week. be a part of something special.
Oh yeah, man, it should be a great atmosphere Friday night. And then I don't really know this, but supposedly we got one of the best hot dogs in town. So come out and get you a dog. And I don't know what they call it, Oakland dog maybe. But
Oakland dogs are pretty good. I'm kind of partial to the hamburger myself, but the Oakland dogs are all right now.
I believe they got French fries this year. They're doing it up right in the concession stand. So come out and support both these football teams. It should be an awesome night for high school football.
If you ever, if this coaching thing doesn't work out, maybe sales or something. I mean, if you can sell a hot dog, you could sell anything.
My wife says I have the gift of gab. I don't know what that means. But
she says you talk a lot, apparently.
That's true, yes.
Coach, appreciate it. Right. Congratulations on the win last
Thank
night.
Thank you.
All right, Thomas McDaniel joining us this morning at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant for the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. A timeout. We'll come back talking about them Eagles next here on WGNS.